From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, November 12, 2014. Debbie Mayer is reporting in the Columbia paper the Germantown Town Board has crafted a 2015 budget proposal with total spending of $1.25 million, an amount less than the 2014 spending plan. The plan calls for a 1.46% tax levy increase. Tax increase is needed as a way for the town to try to maintain its fund balances. The proposed budget provides for the addition of a new position in the police department, the acquisition of a new police vehicle, and a 2% increase in pay for all town employees. The town board's next meeting is scheduled for Monday, November 24th. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. William Kemble is reporting in the Daily Freeman, opponents of the proposed 178-mile-long Pilgrim Pipeline will hold a forum Monday, November 17th at SUNY New Paltz. The event will focus on the proposal to ship crude oil from Albany to Linden, New Jersey, by way of the pipeline and then send refined gas from New Jersey back to the Capital District. The pipeline route would be largely along the State Thruway Corridor. Groups with representatives scheduled to speak at the forum include Citizens for Local Power, Catskill Mountain Keeper, and the Hudson River Sloop Clearwater. Opponents have criticized the Pilgrim plan because the pipeline would carry Bakken crude oil, which in January was the subject of a U.S. Department of Transportation warning that Bakken crude, quote, may be more flammable than traditional heavy crude oil, unquote. There is also a brewing controversy about the pipeline developer sending letters to property owners along the proposed pipeline route stating they will face legal action if they bar surveyors from their land. The forum will be held Monday at 7 p.m. in the Lecture Center 104, located on the New Paltz campus. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Michael DeMasi reports in the Albany Business Review, Price Chopper, the largest supermarket chain in the Albany area, will change its name to Market 32 by Price Chopper. The Schenectady-based company's recently opened store in Latham, Market Bistro by Price Chopper, is something of a model for the rebranded store. It contains a large made-to-order food court and sit-down restaurant. The company will spend more than $300 million on the rebranding for 135 locations in six states. More than half of the stores are slated to be converted within 5 years. DeMasi writes the new name was picked with the help of private consultants and market research. The use of 32 in the name is a reference to 1932, the year Bill and Ben Golub opened their first store on Green Island called Public Service Market. Price Chopper has more competition in Albany lately with the recent openings of Whole Foods Market, Fresh Market, and Trader Joe's, and the chain also laid off employees as recently as June. The company employs 8,740 in the 11-county Albany region. It has a total of 22,000 employees and reported $3.5 billion in sales during the fiscal year that ended in April, according to Supermarket News. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. For the local weather, today there's a slight chance of showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 59, tonight mostly clear with a low around 31. Thursday, increasing clouds with a high near 48. Thursday night, a chance of rain and snow showers before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of snow showers, cloudy then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 28. Friday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 1 p.m., then a slight chance of rain showers between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers after 4 p.m., mostly sunny, with a high near 41. Friday night, mostly clear, with a low around 24. Saturday, sunny, with a high near 44. Saturday night, mostly clear, with a low around 27. Sunrise today was at 6:41 a.m., and sunset today is at 4:37 p.m., with the length of the day being 9 hours and 55 minutes. For the local public meetings, today is the second Wednesday of the month in WGXC, so just calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Athens Village Board meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center, 2 First Street in Athens, 945-1551. The Catskill Zoning Board of Appeals is at 6 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. The Claremont Planning Board meeting at Town Hall, 7 p.m., 1795 Route 9 in Claremont, 537-6868. The Columbia County Special Board of Supervisors Government Committee meeting is at 7:10 p.m., Special Finance Committee meeting is at 7:20 p.m., and full board meeting at 7:30 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. Copaic Hamlet Revitalization Task Force is at 7 p.m., Environmental Committee meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copaic, 329-1234. The Germantown Board of Education meeting is at 6:30 p.m. in the Elementary Music Room at Germantown School, 123 Main Street in Germantown, 537-6281. The Ghent Planning Board Application meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 7 p.m. both at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66 in Ghent, 392-4644. The Hudson Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The Jewett Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Municipal Building, 3547 County Route 23C, 263-4626. The Kinderhook Towns 9 and 9H Corridor Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 4 Church Street in Niverville, 784-2233. And the Kinderhook Village Board meeting and budget hearing is at 7 p.m. at 6 Chatham Street in Kinderhook, 758-9882. This has been the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, November 12, 2014. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.